Lisa, thank you so much for joining us today on Galesburg Live.
Thank you so much for having me, Chris.
Yes. OSF, such a good friend of our radio stations, and we appreciate you coming in to talk about some of the things that are going on. Especially, let's jump right into the school year. It's getting off to a rocky start, but I know OSF Healthcare wants to make sure that people don't miss this important sort of start of the school year milestone, and that's the school or sports physicals. Could you talk about the importance of that?
Sure, Chris, I'd be happy to. We at OSF, we certainly know this year is truly unlike any other, but we do want to emphasize that it's still important for children to get their physicals. There are a few non-contact sports that are continuing, and we can typically provide a school and sports physical together. So if there are children who are still engaging in any of those types of activities, we certainly can combine that, and that can be scheduled online, and we also do walk-in appointments to meet those needs. But you don't have to play an organized sport to receive a physical. And, you know, seeing your pediatrician or your family practice provider for well-child visits really helps to keep their medical records and health history up to date,
right.
You know, and really ensure that we are keeping our eyes on our youth and our community.
There's not many sports that are being played this fall, are there?
No, there really is not. And we're hearing more and more about those not taking place, but we're also hearing potential. They're trying to reschedule some of these activities to later in the year, hoping to be able to pick those up. And so, you know, we really feel it's still important to get those physicals just so they're prepared when and if we have the opportunity to continue those activities.
Now, Lisa, we've talked, obviously COVID-19 is on everyone's mind right now, but, in the news you hear about new measles outbreaks or flu. I mean, that's still out there.
It is still out there, and that's why, you know, seeing your pediatrician or your family practice providers to keep your children's vaccinations up to date is still very important. There are still the things out there that we were working against prior to COVID that still require those immunizations for illnesses like measles or influenza, which can still cause severe illness and life-threatening events, and that should not be taken lightly, and especially even more so during the pandemic.
That's right. But how many people, instead of talking to their pediatrician, and it's not just about, you know, adults, we do this all the time, but the Dr. Google, they'll just get online and try to look up, you know, what they think might be good information. Nothing will replace that face-to-face with your doctor.
I couldn't agree more. You know, our pediatricians and our physicians, you know, they have intensive, objective training to counsel and provide resourced information about, illnesses, vaccinations, and the needs of our children. And so, you know, Google is a great, resource for many things, but when it comes to medical care, your pediatrician, your family physician are truly the ones to entrust your that information to receive that information from.
That's right. Well, talking about school, what kind of recommendations do you have for parents who are dealing with making sure their kids are ready for what's coming? I mean, you know, this uncertain nature of how they'll be learning. We know for the public school district, kids are doing e-learning for at least the first few weeks. This is a pretty challenging time, and kids, you know, no matter what age, there's a lot of uncertainty for them, and they're scared.
Yeah, absolutely. It's really important to address virus fears and life changes very openly. You know, honesty and transparency with your children. I think probably one of the most important aspects is just to be a good role model.
Right.
You know, children need to understand it can impact everyone, and it's not one certain group that's causing any type of issues. We need to be showing empathy and support for people who are sick. And I think it's an opportunity to teach those values to our children and just set a positive tone on how we're going to be resilient and manage through this together.
That's right. And manage the media, too. You know, when you're talking about your kids, limit that screen time, because too much TV, and I hate to say, radio news, can be overwhelming, right?
It can. You know, too much television and, yes, even radio news can be overwhelming and stressing. So it's really important to monitor your child's exposure and really be prepared to have those follow-up discussions if and when they are exposed to that information, to really talk through that and ensure you feel they're receiving objective information and they have an opportunity to talk about that.
That's right. And make sure they've got accurate information. Your website, OSF website, can give you a lot of that accurate information about what's going on with COVID.
Absolutely. Our blogs and newsroom posts, we really rely on the CDC and or even IDPH, Illinois Department of Public Health, to provide us the information that we use. So that, you know, really ensuring that you're utilizing resourced, objective sources for information is so important, especially when having these discussions or trying to educate our youth as well.
Lisa DeKeesel is the president of OSF Healthcare, St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg, our guest in this hour of Galesburg Live. Now, let's just step back a little bit. I just want to find out a little bit more about you. Where are you originally from?
I am originally actually from the area here. Mm-hmm. I spent a lot of time, my family farmed up 150 in the Rio area, and
A
lot of my time and summers there on the farm, and then was educated in the Cambridge schools. And so I'm from the local area,
yeah,
and enjoy being back in the community.
That's right. And when did you get into healthcare?
Well, straight out of school, I went into nursing school, and I am an RN by background,
yeah,
and spent many years working as a nurse in various areas, and then moved into the quality, safety, and compliance arena, which really led me to my administrative work, and then on to my education through Loyola University in Chicago. And so here I am. My path has led me to this work, and I am very appreciative to be here.
That's right. And you've been in the position of president of OSF Healthcare St. Mary Medical Center since November of last year. And again, off the mic, you and I were talking about one of your first command meetings, I think is what you were saying, something like that. And
yes.
And they had something interesting. They kind of gave you a big smile and had something interesting to say.
Yes, they did. We had our first incident command meeting here at St. Mary Medical Center when we stood that up for the pandemic. And I have the most amazing team at St. Mary across the board, but I walked into the room and they said, "Welcome, Ms. President, and here's COVID."
COVID.
And so, you know, we all smiled and said, "Okay, let's roll up our sleeves and get to work." And I truly feel like I'm here for a reason, and the timing was for a purpose, and I've been blessed with a great team to move through this with,
mm-hmm,
and doing very well. Thank you.
So talk about your staff. How are they all doing? How is the, mm-hmm, morale? How is the, it's such uncertainty out there. How are you all doing?
Yeah, you know, it really is. It's just such an uncertain time. We are really blessed at OSF to be really centered on our mission, the mission of our sisters. And, you know, they really breathe a lot. They keep us coming back to center and breathe a lot of hope and a lot of, they truly are make us resilient. But here, you know, locally at St. Mary, we're centered on that. But we have just amazing mission partners who are truly rooted in the mission of caring for our patients with the greatest care and love. And that is for real. That mission is truly lived and breathed here at St. Mary and across OSF. And, you know, our mission partners, yes, I mean, there are days they're tired. This has been a really long haul, and we know we have a long haul ahead of us yet, but they're very team-oriented, and they just are very patient-oriented, and they know why they're here and what our purpose is, and that's what keeps us moving through this. And I'm very proud, very, very proud of our team and how well they've managed this and how we've managed to maintain an environment of safety for our patients and,
yeah,
mission partners. They've done a great job.
I will say my wife, she had some back issues, and we had to go to the emergency room at 2 o'clock in the morning there at St. Mary's. And I will say that the team was amazing. They really were, and very safe. They made sure that we were safe and comfortable. I was able to go back with her because I had heard all of these, you know, you just hear kind of through the grapevine, oh, they won't let you do this and this and this. And
mm-hmm,
it's the, you know, but it really was, you could tell that they cared about safety. They wanted you to be safe. They wanted to protect also their staff. And it was, it really wasn't that bad. What do you think has been the hardest thing about, preparing and making sure we're all safe during this COVID situation?
Oh, wow. You know, first of all, I'm so glad to hear about your experience, Chris, and that,
yeah,
really truly speaks to the heart of who we are, and we've had to go through different phases of allowing visitors in the building, and certainly now are doing everything we can to allow our support persons in to support our patients.
Right.
And that might be one of truly the hardest things that we've had to manage, is it really is almost counter-mission, if you think about it. For us, when we had to do a no-visitor restriction, that was hard on everyone, because
yes.
That does, you know, our heart is around supporting patients and their families, and so that was a very difficult thing. Was necessary at the time and was a mandate for us in order to ensure safety and help to lower the spread, but we've learned so much and are now have really just truly have such tight processes in place to ensure the safety and welfare of our patients.
Yeah.
And support persons. But that was something that weighed very heavily on our mission partners and our team here. And so, you know, just ensuring that we're meeting all needs across the board
right.
Is really truly what's been most difficult. But we've done a great job of
yeah.
it.
What are you most proud of from your mission partners during this situation?
Wow, you know... I'm just proud of them, of
yeah.
who they are, their commitment, their resilience. I recently was asked what was our biggest accomplishment at St. Mary for quarter three, and my response was our mission partners.
Yeah.
Just their commitment to safety for one another and for their patients, and just their heart and their resiliency, their commitment. I just couldn't be more proud of them.
Lisa DeKeesel is the president of OSF Healthcare, St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg, our guest in this hour of Galesburg Live. Our news person, Tyler Gum, just had a baby at OSF St. Mary's, and I know that he was really impressed with your birthing center. I'd like to spend these next few minutes to talk about some of the new features, and of course you can let us know about how some things are certainly different during labor and delivery because of the pandemic, I'm sure.
Oh, sure, absolutely. And first of all, we really want to say just congratulations to Tyler and his family on their new
yeah.
little one.
He's,
and
a, proud he's a proud papa.
Yes, I'm sure he yeah. is, as he should be. And so it's wonderful to hear about the great experience he had with our wonderful Family Birthing Center team. You know, St. Mary's has been delivering babies since 1974, but of course a lot has changed since then. Especially when it comes to our parents and what they truly want out of that experience. We are just so proud of our birthing center and have received great feedback from our parents about that experience
right.
here at St. Mary.
Right. And there had been some changes here in the area because Cottage Hospital stopped, they were suspending their inpatient labor mm-hmm. and delivery.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that was announced as of May of last year, and
right.
we knew we had to quickly respond to what would be a growing community need. And certainly, you know, St. Mary, we worked with Cottage to really help those patients establish care here with OSF St. Mary, and really came together to support our community and have responded and stood up and responded to that need, and it's gone very, very well.
That's right. Lisa DeKeesel is the president of OSF Healthcare St. Mary Medical Center here in Galesburg. And that transition went pretty smoothly from what I understand,
yes.
right? Yes.
It really has gone very smoothly. You know, we have a dedicated C-section room and triage space. We have area for a nursery.
Yeah.
We have recently renovated our family birthing center, completely renovated our family birthing center to really truly meet the needs and the expectations of our mothers who are delivering in today's day and age, and just really proud of the excellent safety record that we have here at St. Mary Medical Center.
Yeah, talk to me about that, the Leapfrog Safety Group.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so Leapfrog Safety Group evaluates for its annual Safety and Top Hospital Awards, and OSF Healthcare St. Mary Medical Center has been named to that list of top hospitals for 2020.
Wow.
We've earned an OSF St. Mary Medical Center has earned an A since the inception of that Hospital Safety Grade Award in 2012. And less than 2% of hospitals nationwide in the hospital safety score have achieved that distinction. So
wow.
we're very proud of our commitment to quality and safety here at St. Mary.
Absolutely. Lisa DeKeesel is the president of OSF Healthcare, St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg, our guest in this hour of Galesburg Live. And you have two certified nurse midwives.
We do. We are very blessed to have had Amy Mefford and Sherry Harden join our team as two certified nurse midwives. We're very well known in the area. And they support, you know, a more natural approach to childbirth and handle fewer patients than the OBGYNs, but certainly have just a very strong commitment to the overall experience of our patients.
Amy Mefford delivered my last two kids.
Yes.
She did.
We are very blessed to have Amy, and she's been a great addition to our team.
It was, and that was, my youngest is going to be 21 in November. And,
Yes, Amy is very experienced and is still just going, you know, she is just still just full of energy and full of just passion about her work as a midwife. And we just could not be more pleased than to have Amy here.
Absolutely. I hear this word of, is it doula?
Doula.
Is that what that is? Now, what's the difference between a doula and a midwife? Are they the same thing?
They are not the same. A doula is more of a coach for the birthing experience. And the midwives are, you know, they're certified for labor and delivery.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Gotcha. There's a lot of other supportive services there at the Family Birthing Center to help new moms, right?
We do. We have a lot of supportive services, including consultants to help new moms with things such as breastfeeding, childbirth classes. Our team is really focused on education, resources, early connections with our mothers so that when they come in, they're familiar with our team. That has been a little more challenging as of late, of course, because we can't hold the in-person classes. But our team has gone above and beyond to record and do virtual reach out of those classes. And so still making strong efforts to connect and form those relationships prior to childbirth.
That's right. Lisa DeKeesel is the president of OSF Healthcare St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg. Postpartum depression, that's a lot of new moms experience that.
That is very true. You know, we really, you know, I think it's so important. Postpartum research suggests that 1 in 7 new moms will experience postpartum depression after giving birth. Yeah. And what we have at OSF is called Circle by OSF, which is a great resource for questions and helpful information before and after delivery. And it's a free smartphone app that has a lot of helpful articles and interaction with our team. There's Q&A sections featuring our doctors, to-do lists, and also health tracking tools that can then be shared with your doctor during appointments.
Wow.
So it's really one of those resources at your fingertips that can also help prepare you for appointments, to help you think about things you should talk with your provider about, but also give you a resource even in the comfort of your own home via an app to stay connected with the team.
That's right, right. Again, Lisa DeKeesel is the president of OSF Healthcare St. Mary Medical Center. And OSF is a level 2 center for maternal care. Lisa, could you explain what that means?
Sure. So a level 2 center for maternal care means that we have the expertise and technology to offer, even beyond just the normal standards of care, to offer things like advanced imaging services for our maternal fetal needs for our patients, including comprehensive genetic and fetal maternal diagnostics. We have special equipment to accommodate care and services needed for women of all demographics. And we have critical care providers on site to collaborate with our maternal fetal specialists to really help women who face unexpected problems during their pregnancy, childbirth, and labor.
Right.
And so, you know, that gives us that direct connect to the larger portion of our health system through Children's Hospital of Illinois in Peoria. And so we really have just continuous availability of adequate resources, competencies, all different levels, and also can support women if they should need transfer for high-risk care if they exceed that level 2 distinction.
Right, right, right. So while we're wrapping up our discussion about the Family Birthing Center, what is different for someone giving birth during COVID than previously?
Yeah, that's... first, I want to stress, you know, that delivering in a hospital is still the safe and best place to be.
Right.
Hospital delivery is 3 times safer than home delivery, and there are just so many complications that can happen during childbirth that minutes or seconds can make all the difference to ensure a safe birth for both the infant and the mom. Our hospital birthing centers are separate from where our COVID-19 patients receive care. I think that's a very important component. Our Friend Family Birthing Center team has gone above and beyond to ensure a safe environment for their patients, and we call it affectionately the OB bubble here at St. Mary, just doing everything we can to wrap that around those patients and our littlest of ones. And so we really still feel that this is absolutely the safest place to deliver.
Right. And you do have, while you can't have a lot of people in the labor and delivery rooms, you do offer virtual delivery. You can experience the birth, but virtually.
Yeah, we really do. We have.
That's amazing.
We really are doing everything we can to connect. You know, if we have, for some reason, you know, we have stories or we have delivering mothers who maybe their spouse, due to their COVID-19 status or other situations, or their significant other support person couldn't be there, that with, of course, the patient's permission and desire, we're able to virtually connect them to ensure that they can still be a part of the experience. So our team is really going above and beyond to ensure that we are connecting in new and different ways.
Lisa DeKeesel is the president of OSF Healthcare, St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg, our guest in this hour of Galesburg Live. Here we are at the height of the pandemic. Lots of hospitals delayed surgeries, and lots of people stayed out of medical offices, so they missed their appointments. I know my grandmother, who's 90 years old, lives down in south of Maquon. She didn't want to go to her doctor's appointment. In fact, called them and canceled a couple appointments because she was afraid to go to the office. So where do things stand now?
Yeah, you know, Chris, I think this is just a really important topic. And, you know, we are almost back to pre-pandemic levels and really want to encourage. And what I mean by that is our volumes here of that we're seeing with outpatient visits and surgeries and even our inpatient status, what have you, we are all but back to our pre-pandemic levels now. Yeah. And we really encourage all people to make sure they get in for their preventative care and appointments to help them manage their chronic, you know, their ongoing conditions. And, you know, I have to tell you, when we were in our time where we were really had to slow things down, we had the state requirements to kind of really slow things down, you know, my biggest concern at that point in time, we talked a lot about this, is what's happening to our patients that are out there not coming in and waiting. And that was one of our biggest worries and concerns, was heavy on our heart, because we knew we had patients that needed us that were not feeling safe to come out and or shouldn't have come out at the time.
Right.
But currently, you know, we are concerned about things. You know, vaccination rates are down. You know, we need to keep everyone as healthy as possible. And their health screenings are just so important, too. You know, those mammograms and those colonoscopies that truly save lives with early detection. We need to really just ensure that patients are aware that we've put all measures in place to ensure they're safe to come in and receive those services.
Well, Lisa, talking about vaccinations, do you think people are thinking, well, this COVID thing is out there. I'm waiting for that vaccine, so I probably shouldn't have the flu or, you know, pneumonia. Do you think they're worried about taking too many vaccines? I mean, what do you think that's what's happening?
Yeah. I do. I think people are just worried. One, you know, they just don't know if that's worth coming out for. I hate to say it that way. And I think they are worried about that. If we're going to need a COVID vaccination eventually, do I want to have these other vaccinations on board? And especially during the pandemic, we need actually everyone as healthy as possible.
Yes.
So those adult vaccines such as flu and pneumonia, they help stop preventable illnesses that can truly burden people's immune systems. Yeah. And currently, right now, that's what we don't want. We want everyone's immune systems as healthy as they possibly can be. And it's really important. We want as many people as possibly vaccinated to provide all that important herd immunity that's so important to protect those with weakened immune systems. And those who can't be vaccinated yet, including small babies.
That's
so
right.
Those of us that get our vaccines and really boost those immune systems are actually assisting with that process.
Right. Lisa DeKeesel is the president of OSF Healthcare, St. Mary Medical Center here in Galesburg, good friends of the radio station and this community. We want to make sure to let people know that there's no reason to delay surgeries either.
Oh, absolutely. We spent extraordinary amount of time ensuring that we had all the steps in place to follow the CDC and Illinois Department of Public Health guidelines. We've taken additional steps to provide a safe environment, including extra cleaning and disinfecting, waiting rooms less full, ensuring distancing, plexiglass screens for check-ins, and, of course, all of our door screening activities to ensure everyone is screened prior to entering the building. And so we have truly worked extraordinary amount of time and effort to ensure we have a safe environment, and there is no reason to delay those surgeries.
That's right. And it's also a... I have to say, it's a scheduling nightmare if everybody has been waiting and then suddenly you can't wait anymore and you're trying to get done, and then suddenly there's a glut of people wanting to get their surgeries done. Is that scheduling an issue?
Yes, there was. The scheduling was quite interesting. We had to go through and really prioritize and look at those that had been delayed or canceled to make sure we were getting those patients back in and getting everyone caught up. And then, of course, we had to, you know, in that process include the 72-hour COVID-19 testing and the 72-hour prior to surgery, which added to kind of the scheduling dynamic. However, our team quickly moved to put a process in place that supported that, and we stood that up very quickly and really were able to successfully get patients caught up and get that surgery schedule rolling again.
That's right. Lisa DeKeesel is the president of OSF St. Mary Medical Center here in Galesburg. And when you arrive, of course, you got to wear a mask. Do you have people that are still giving you a hassle about wearing masks?
You know, there
especially
is.
When they come to the hospital? Still... Come on.
Yeah, I mean, there are still, you know, everyone certainly kind of has their own beliefs and biases about masking, but here at St. Mary, it is a requirement to come into our building. You are required to answer the screening questions and to mask, and that is to protect you as well as protect our mission partners and our patients in the building. And so, our team has learned how to manage those conversations and discussions and those situations when they arise. But I will tell you, overall, our community has been amazing and incredibly supportive and appreciative, very thankful for the processes we put in place.
Right. And you get a temperature check, too. We were talking about this yesterday, knew that I was going to be doing this interview, and they didn't know that they had their temperature checked. They just walked in.
They said,
hey, are you going to take my temperature? They said, we already did. You're fine. They said, how did you do that? Could you tell us what's going on?
We do. So at the door screeners do. We do have thermometers. It's a no-contact thermometer that they'll take by they point it towards your forehead, and it's done more than that. It's a no-contact and very quick. And so we do require temperatures for all individuals entering the building.
Yeah, wonderful. Mm-hmm. Lisa DeKeesel is the president of OSF Healthcare St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg. And in our last few minutes, I wanted to get an update on the construction, your progress on your brick project.
Yeah, so our brick project was well underway prior to the pandemic and certainly something that we were committed to finishing. This project is a 3-year project, and replacing every brick on the building and most of the windows, simply because the maintenance was due for the building to ensure that we maintain quality and safety here at the building. We were hoping to be done by the end of the year, but the pandemic obviously has put a bit of a delay on that, but hoping to be completed by mid next year.
Okay, great. Well, Lisa, thank you so much. Hard to believe our time is up here, but we appreciate everything that you and every one of your mission partners are doing to help this community in the midst of not just the COVID situation, but everything health related here in our area. We're so glad to have you here.
Thank you so much, Chris. I appreciate the opportunity, and thank you for all you do at WGIL to keep information in front of our community.
You got it. Please stay safe. Please come and see us again soon, okay?
Thank you. I'd be happy to do that. Thank you.